Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, this is our Wednesday night Bible study that you can listen to online or you can call in by phone. I'm glad to be on the line tonight, and I thank God for those of you who are on the line and even those who listen afterwards. We have a lot of people who listen online after the live session. And so, we thank God for you. I just wanted to give a shout out to you because it's all, it's global. When you listen online, it's global, so it could be coming from anywhere. So we thank the Lord that you would take the time to listen, and some of our topics pique your interest. So we thank God for his goodness. We're going to start out tonight with prayer, and then we're going to go into the Word of God. And see what God has to say. I was looking at this passage in Samuel this morning. As a matter of fact, I sent it out as part of our email. I send out an email every day for the Word of God. I'm really pushing the Word of God for people to just get the Word. And so I sent this out, 1 Samuel. So we're going to look at that But first, we're going to have prayer. Father God, we thank you once again for your love, your mercy, your kindness, and your grace. We thank you for how you bless us, how you keep us, how you watch over us. You watch over our families, our loved ones. God, we thank you for all that you do for us. We don't want to take anything that you do for us for granted. We thank you for the activity of our limbs. We thank you that we're in our right mind. We thank you that we can walk, we can talk, we can get up, clothe ourselves. Hallelujah. We thank you for these things because there are many who cannot do that. God, we thank you because you are our Alpha and our Omega. You are our beginning and our end. You brought us in this world, Father, hallelujah, for a purpose. And so we thank you for that tonight, God. We look to you because you are the author and the finisher of our faith, God, hallelujah. And we trust and we lean and we depend upon you. We're asking you tonight, Lord, to bless those who may be sick and shut in, those who are in need of prayer. Your word says the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. You also told us in your word to pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. So we thank you for that, Lord. So we're coming to you now. Our petition is for those who are sick, those families, a vision of hope, and even friends, God, that they may be made whole through you, by you, through your word, God. We ask you to touch Crawford, Lord, down in Atlanta, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. We speak life in his body, God, in the name of Jesus. We speak strength over him, Father, in the name of Jesus, that he may be able to walk in to vision of hope and give us a testimony of how you have brought him through, God. We ask you to cover Tracy, Lord. Give him a miracle right now in the name of Jesus, God. Give him a miracle, a way out of no way, God. When man says no, we know that you can say yes. Your word says, if you are for us, who can be against us? So we ask you, God, to just cover him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, God. Give him the desire of his heart. Give him that miracle that he's looking for, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to cover every family represented by Vision of Hope, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those who have friends and loved ones that may be suffering from sickness or in a moment of bereavement, we ask you to cover them, Father, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. We ask you to cover the Kemp family. God bless Sister Earlene and her family, Father, in the name of Jesus. Shield them and protect her. Shield them and protect them, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask you to touch from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, God. Touch her knees, God. Give her strength in her knees, even as we speak tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we trust you. We do lean on you. We depend upon you, God. Bless our own Sister Verdell. Continue to send healing to her body in the name of Jesus. Touch Mother, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those who may be going through on their job, God, give them strength. Give them wisdom, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For your word says, be wise as a serpent, but gentle as a dove. We speak gentleness on the job tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we love you. We love you. Hallelujah. We worship you tonight because we know that we are nothing without you. In the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to bless Kim all the way out in Philadelphia, God. Strengthen her, Lord. Give her the desires of her heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. Then bless the young sister that I spoke to today, Lord, Deneen. Cover her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her and give her the desire of her heart, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we look to you. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, God. You are strength and our redeemer, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch my family, Lord, those who are represented, God, those near and far. Touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We trust you. We lean. We depend upon you, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. I just felt a spirit of prayer. I could stay right there and continue to pray, just interceding, calling out loved ones and people as the Lord gives them to me in my mind. I'm just asking you to strengthen them and encourage them and build them up. There's so many people out here today with so many conditions, so many issues, so many problems. Everybody is getting up, dressed up, hallelujah, coming out their house like it's the world is a beautiful place, and it is. But we don't know what's going on the inside, hallelujah. And we sure don't know what's going on behind closed doors. As the songwriter said, you don't know my story, hallelujah. So we thank and praise the Lord, hallelujah, because we want to take time to worship the Lord, to honor him, to praise him, because we know what he has done for us, hallelujah. So I hope you're praising him and praying along with me, hallelujah. We thank and praise the Lord. I am so happy to be on the line tonight, and I love the Lord with all my heart and soul, hallelujah. I thank him, hallelujah. We're giving honor and glory to God. We're going to the book of 1 Samuel, hallelujah, the 15th chapter. Thank the Lord. We're going to look at a couple of things real quick. 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter. Glory to God, hallelujah. And I love this, and I know sometimes people have questions about this. I think the one thing we have to remember, yes, we know that God is omnipotent. He knows all things. He sees all things. He is forever present. But the one thing we have to remember and recognize is that God gave us all a free will. He even gave the angels a free will. Some people think that the angels didn't have a free will, but they did. Remember, Lucifer was a fallen angel because he thought to himself something contrary to the will of God. So he didn't even do anything but a thought. That's why his thought process, he's a master at putting thoughts in our mind and creating an atmosphere for us to think the wrong thing and do the wrong thing. Jesus, he is a master at the thought process. The Bible talks about how he thought to himself. And so he had a free will, glory be to God. And so even though God knows all things, he has given us a free will, hallelujah, and for us to make those choices, hallelujah. We have the destined will of God, and we have the divine will of God, or the purposeful will of God for our life, you know, and then we have, how can I say it? It's sort of like, this is one of my favorite poems, and I'm taking a right turn right here, but Robert Frost has a poem called The Road Not Taken, and if you've never heard of it, you might want to read it, and it's like, you're standing there, and there are two paths that you can take, the desired will of God, amen, and then if you take another road, it might take you all the way around the bend to get back to where God wanted you to be, and sometimes sometimes people don't get back to where God wanted them to be. We thank God for Jesus, for his grace and his love and his mercy, and how he died for our sins, so that can help us get back on track, amen? But there is a road that you can take that is the predestined, the desired, the divine will of God, and then there's a road that you can take that's not part of his plan that sort of takes you off track. So let's look at this for a second and see. And then, you know, again, you hear me say a lot of times, I love the Old Testament. God was not playing in the Old Testament. It was him. You know, Jesus was ever present, but he had not come on the scene yet. His grace and mercy was not manifested to the degree that it is now. Hallelujah. So God just operated. And so we're going to look at some things right now. The Old Testament is like Okay, God was not playing. So 1 Samuel, hallelujah, the 15th chapter, beginning at the first verse. Samuel is a prophet of the Lord. Samuel said to Saul, I am the one the Lord sent to anoint you king over his people Israel. So listen now to the message from the Lord. This is what the Lord Almighty says. I will punish the Amalekites for what they did to Israel when they waylaid them as they came up from Egypt. Now go attack the Amalekites and totally destroy all that belongs to them. Do not spare them. Put to death men and women, children and infants, cattle and sheep, camels and donkeys. So God has given Samuel a word to tell King Saul to destroy everything. Ooh, Jesus. Destroy everything. Don't leave anything or anyone. My God. Aren't you glad for the grace and mercy of God? I know I am. So Saul summoned the men, and I'm going to just go a little bit fast here. And he, the bottom line is, he did not obey God. He did not obey God. If you look in verse 7, then Saul attacked the Amalekites all the way from Havilah to Shur near the eastern border. Verse 9, but Saul and the army spared Agag and the best of the sheep and cattle and fat calves and lambs, everything that was good. They were unwilling to destroy completely, but everything that was despised and weak, they totally destroyed. So instead of him being obedient to God, he was disobedient, and he did not destroy everything like God said, and he kept some stuff. He kept the good stuff, the good sheep and cattle and things like that. So now we're at verse 10. Then the word of the Lord came to Samuel. I regret that I have made Saul king, because he has turned away from me and has not carried out my instruction. Samuel was angry, and he cried out to the Lord all that night. Samuel had a big responsibility. He was king. Hallelujah. Sometimes we wonder why, you know, we don't get great things. Well, the Bible says if you're faithful over a few things, I'll make you ruler over many. And now here he is, a ruler, and God has given him specific instructions, and he has not followed them. And verse 10 says, the word of the Lord came to Samuel. I regret that I have made Saul king, because he has turned away from me and has not carried out my instruction. Your obedience can get you in. Hallelujah. But your disobedience can get you out. Merciful Savior, just as quick as you got in, you can get out. Help us today, Holy Ghost. And so that's what this passage is showing us. Yes, God chose her. Yes, God anointed him. And sometimes you hear preachers say, well, the people wanted Saul. You know, well, whether the people wanted him or not, God granted them their desire. If that's the case, God still put his anointing and his seal of approval on Saul as king. But when Saul became disobedient, God was upset and said, okay, that's it. You're done. Help us today, Holy Ghost. So Saul and Samuel have a conversation. And let's see, verse 16, enough, Samuel said to Saul, because they're having this conversation. Saul is lying about what he did and did not do. Let me tell you what the Lord said to me last night. Tell me, Saul. Saul replied, although you were once small in your own eyes, did you not become the head of the tribes of Israel? The Lord anointed you king over Israel, and he sent you on a mission saying, go and completely destroy those wicked people, the Amalekites. Wage war against them until you have wiped them out. Why did you not obey the Lord why did you pounce on the plunder and do evil in the eyes of the Lord? And Saul tries to defend himself. And so this is where you get that scripture, obedience is better than sacrifice, because Saul tried to convince him that he had been obedient, but he had. I want you to take some time and read this, but I got to jump over into chapter 16. So let's jump right over there, because there was a lot going on in 15. Saul was upset. Let's see. If you read the last, I'm going to read it for you, the last verse of 15. Saul, you know, Samuel mourned for him. It says, then Samuel left for Ramah, but Saul went up to his home in Gibeah. Until the day Samuel died, he did not go to see Saul again, though Samuel mourned for him, and the Lord regretted that he had made Saul king over Israel. So again, the Lord is, you know, regretting, you know, he had confidence in him that he was going to be obedient, and he took that other path. Help me today, Holy Ghost. Verse chapter 16, then the Lord said to Samuel, listen to this, how long will you mourn for Saul? Since I have rejected him as king over Israel, fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king. My goodness, I'm going to stop right there. The Lord, because Samuel is still upset. Remember, he has anointed him. He's prayed for him. I mean, as a preacher, you see so much potential and blessings and the anointing on people's lives. You see the potential and where God can take them. You know, you can see their future sometimes better than they can, and you're hoping that they will walk in the things of God and do what God would have them to do so they can get to that place. And so I feel like that's where Samuel was. He was hurt because he wanted Saul to be successful. He wanted him to be a great king in the sight of God. So he's mourning over this, and he's upset. And the Lord comes to him and says, look, how long are you going to mourn over Saul? I've rejected him already. I've chosen somebody else. Get up, fill your horn with oil, and be on your way. Church, sometimes we are mourning over something, someone, situation, circumstances, and God is saying, get up, wipe your eyes. I'm sending you to Jesse, house of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king. Again, your obedience can get you in, but disobedience can cause you to be moved in a heartbeat. I thank and I praise God for his word tonight. Again, you know, we were looking at this for the weekly email that went out, and I hope that it blesses you, because just think about the grace and the mercy of God. Now we have Jesus as our advocate, okay? He stands in the gap for us. So we're saved. There's so many good things that can come out of salvation. We're not, the most important thing is that we're passing from hell to heaven, but we are victorious in him. Now we can use our salvation to be a blessing and to do what God would have us to do. What are you saying, Pastor Kim? I'm saying some people are just going to be saved as long as they're here on earth. They're going to be saved. They're going to pass. They've accepted the Lord as their personal Savior. They're going to pass, have passed from hell to heaven. But when it comes to purpose, because you know I'm always talking about purpose, when it comes to doing that divine will of God, some of us are going to miss it simply because of disobedience. And sometimes disobedience is omission, the omission to do something. You know what to do, you just don't do it. Oh, hallelujah, it's tight, but it's right. I'm thanking and I'm praising God tonight. I'm thanking and I'm praising God tonight. And I'm going to, you might have heard me say this before, I'm going to close with this. Have you ever been in a church service and the Lord is telling you to say something or sing something or do something, and then the next thing you know, somebody else pops up? You always hear people say, oh, I was just thinking about that. I was about to do that. The Lord was showing me the same thing. Well, you know, the Lord knows us now. Hallelujah. He knew us already, but I'm just saying, he will tell 4, 5, 6 people to do one thing to make sure that it gets done, because somebody is going to be obedient. Hallelujah. We thank God for his goodness. I love the Lord today. I love his word. I love the examples that he has set for us. Because anytime, you know, we feel lost, what to do, how to do it, God will provide his word as a pattern and as an answer to how we can handle situations, hallelujah, in our lives. I thank and I praise God for his goodness. And I hope that you have been blessed by this passage. I hope that you understand obedience can get us in a place and disobedience can cause us to be moved. There's nothing more wonderful than the grace and mercy of God, because one thing about God, since he sent Jesus as our intercessor and our advocate and our mediator, he gives us plenty of time to get it right. He'll even cover us, because and I know some people don't like to hear it, but the Bible says, that's why we need the word. Because some people don't, they want to put their own doctrine on it. But the Bible says love covers. Love covers what? A multitude of sins and a multitude of faults. People always, you're going to reap, you're going to reap, you're going to reap. Well, love covers. Because if we all reaped everything we sowed, we'd all be in trouble. If we'd all have fiery darts and would you call them AK-57s coming at us 24/7? Amen? We would all have something coming our way if we all had to reap everything that we sow. But love covers us. The love of Jesus covers us. It covers our faults. It covers our sins. Amen? That's the word of God, and that's true whether we like it or not. So I thank God for his word. He gives us ample opportunity to get it right. And he knows who we are, so no need. Just say, Lord, forgive me, and keep going. No need to try to hide from God. I thank God for his goodness. I thank God for his word. We've got less than 3 minutes left. So I just want to encourage you tonight. Oh, I'm sorry, we got less than a minute left. And the things of the Lord, I hope you're blessed by the Wednesday night Bible study. I hope you tell someone so that we can be full. I think since I've been on here, it's only been one time that it was full where we couldn't receive another call. So God bless you, and we ask the Lord to continue to cover you and continue to keep you. I'm not going to take any comments because we only got a few seconds left. But God bless you, and the Lord loves you, and so do I. This is Pastor Kim from Vision of Hope in Charlotte, North Carolina. Stay blessed.
I just wanna